What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. What's up, crew? I hope that you guys have had a great week. I actually recorded this already, but my stuff decided not to record, so we're going to do it again because I guess that one wasn't supposed to go through, and hopefully this one's better then. So I've had a lot of people ask about talking about balance and creating a balanced lifestyle and healthy lifestyle and kind of, you know, what that looks like. And I talked about it on my tea talk today, which if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, I do tea talks daily on my story. I do define on Monday nights, which are awesome. It's just speaking on subjects that I'm trying to defy society standards and define new truthful ones when it comes to health and image and all that great stuff. So if you don't follow me personally on Instagram, go give me a follow. It's KZiggyFit. Yes, that is my name. It's KZiggyFit. So go give that a follow. I do my daily tea talks. Defines at 7 p.m. live on Monday nights. And it's kind of just like podcast in miniature form. So basically, what I wanted to talk about today is creating a balanced, healthy lifestyle. And what I mean by this is having everything aligned and balanced. So that means your physical health, that means nutrition, that means spiritual health, that means time, that means everything, all encompassing healthy lifestyle. And at the core of that is the word balance. So I'm going to dive right into this, speaking on how I've learned over the years of my health journey how to create balance and how it has helped me immensely, because beforehand, leading up to these points within literally the past year, I haven't had balance and it was very detrimental to my health and I went through a lot of struggles and it was awful. So I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening can relate to this. And here's the first thing that I want to start off with is stop letting society set your standards. Stop letting society set your standards, because that is where we create an imbalance. That is where we get skewed ideas of what health looks like. And that is where things become detrimental, because we're trying to fit an image and achieve perfection, but really it's not perfection. It's just trying to get a smaller waist or a lower number on the scale or doing whatever it takes to quote unquote look good and quote unquote look healthy. Because let me tell you, how you look doesn't dictate your health. There are people out there who are size zero and they're not healthy. There are people out there who are size five and they're not healthy. There are people out there who are size 17 and not healthy. But my point is, it's not based off of size. It's based off of, are you genuinely healthy? Do you have a balanced lifestyle where you are healthy? So, first hitting on nutrition, because I feel like food has become the enemy in today's society, and we really, really struggle with looking at food and being comfortable with it. So if I say the word ice cream, or I say the word pasta, or I say the word deep fried, many of us listening get uncomfortable. We immediately think of, oh, I can't have that. I don't want to think about that. Those are bad foods, this, that, and the other, right? And I'm here to break that stereotype and tell you that, yes, do not eat them every single day, because that's not healthy. But can you have them every once in a while? For sure. And that's my first point, is a lot of us go into this quote unquote health journey and we have an all or nothing mindset. And what I mean when I say an all or nothing mindset is we think that we can only do this, this, and this, and we can't do this, this, and this. Okay. So we draw a line and we say we can only eat spinach or kale or green veggies and protein and you name it, all the classified healthy, nutritious foods. And then we say, and here's the line, we can't have ice cream, we can't have sugar, we can't have, you name it, chips, whatever that looks like for you. Everybody has different cravings. And that's why we fail so much in our health journey. That's why we struggle to stay consistent. And that's why it's a bad diet. That's why it's a diet in general. I hate the term diet, because it's not, it's a lifestyle. And I know you guys have heard me say that before, but I can't emphasize enough how much we need to shift the mindset from diet culture to lifestyle culture. Because I don't know about you, but I want to create something that's sustainable so that I don't put in all this work now and 10 years down the road, I'm worse than when I started. Or I'm back to where I began, where I'm back to having eating disorders, where I'm back to hating my body, where I'm back to overeating and then being bulimic and you know, throwing it up later, right? Sorry for the graphic word, but it's true. So I want to create a lifestyle that has balance within it when it comes to nutrition, which means we get to look at food as our friend and fuel rather than our enemy. And this is a hard mind shift to make, but it is doable. It is possible. It just takes intentional thoughts and intentional actions and knowing your stuff, okay? Because think about it. If you're operating out of one way and you've been operating out of that way for so long, then that's what you know. So then when you try to shift your lifestyle, then you have to figure out different things and you have to become knowledgeable on new ways and new habits and new routine and new lifestyle, which requires you to do the work, to research, to reach out to people who do know and to get the answers, because you're not going to know. If we didn't go to school, we wouldn't know the things we do know, right? But we were taught. So don't be afraid to reach out to people who do know, who have been in this, who have the lifestyle that you're trying to create when it comes to health, and ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions, because if you are, more times than not, you're not going to change because you're not finding out what you need to find out. Okay, so when it comes to nutrition, remember that friend is fuel. And I said friend is fuel. Food is your friend and is your fuel. Okay, we got it? Awesome. So when we go into, okay, I want to eat healthier, think of why you want to eat healthier. Is it because you want more energy? Is it because you want to lose a few pounds? Is it because you want to shift your lifestyle? Is it because you want to feel better? Like, think of your genuine why. We all have different reasons why we begin a health journey, but I encourage you to make it more than about weight loss, because that is a very temporary mindset. That's a I just want to get small mindset. When in reality, it should be 10 years down the road, I want to still be healthy and a present parent and be able to still be moving and do the things I love without limitations or restrictions and have no health issues. You know what I'm saying? You get very, very specific, because that motivates you more than saying I want to lose 10 pounds. Now, you might lose 10 pounds, or if you want to gain muscle, if you want to gain some weight, awesome. You might do those things along the way. I can almost guarantee you, you will. But if that's all you have as your why, that's a very temporary and short term, and it's not going to keep you motivated for the long run. So in order to have balance, we have to recognize that it's not an all or nothing approach. It's a eat clean for 80% of the time and 20% of the time, recognize that you're human and ice cream is really good. Okay, so I'm going to keep referencing ice cream because I'm on a 21-day cleanse from ice cream. I'm doing a challenge with my clients, and so that's where we're at. So honestly, I'm excited for this 21-day challenge to end so I can have some ice cream. But rabbit trail. So next is going into your mental health and how you need to balance that as well. I never used to prioritize my mental health. I was such an empty cup and I was trying to fill other people, and I wondered why I felt burnt out all the time. I wonder why I still reacted out of selfish intentions. I wondered why I had an attitude. I wondered why I still negatively talked to myself, why the scale dictated how I felt about myself. There was a lot of core issues that were still going on in me because I never addressed the mental side of everything. And now I do daily personal development where I take time, whether that's listening to a podcast, listening to a sermon, reading my Bible, all three. And it has shifted so much for me, because when we're able to be vulnerable with ourselves and to face the things we struggle with and be real with ourselves, it changes and shifts so much of our lives and our thoughts and our health journey and how we operate. And I couldn't be more grateful for me deciding to do that, because at the end of the day, you have to decide to do that for yourself. And you have to be the one that says enough is enough. I need to operate better. I need better mental health. I need to address the root and core issues so that I can create a healthy mindset and I can create a balanced lifestyle. Because if you think about it, think about how many people get gastric bypass surgery and how many stories you have heard where the people simply just gain the weight back afterwards, you know, a few months after or whatever. And why is that? They had surgery to lose weight and they lost a lot of weight, but then why do they gain it all back? And it's because while they had the quick fix and they had the help, they didn't have the heart surgery or the mind surgery. You know what I'm saying? They had the gut surgery, but not the heart or the mind, and their core and root issues were never addressed. So some people will eat to meet an emotional need. Some people will go to food as comfort because they, you know, were sexually abused as a child or a young adult. Some people turn to food for just different reasons, or some don't turn to food for reasons, you know, anorexia and bulimia and stuff like that. People don't turn to food for emotional reasons or fitting a certain image. And there are deep rooted issues that are there that have to be addressed. And you have to make the decision that you are going to address them, because no one can pull them out of you. No one can go into your mind and convince you to speak up about them or to fix them or to work on them, but yourself. And so balance also looks like having enough respect for yourself that you say, I want to take control of my mental health and the root issues that I have when it comes to health or food or whatever that looks like for you, and to work on them, because I'm sick of living in this place where it's holding me back and it's honestly causing me to go into a downward spiral. Okay, so mental health is so crucial, and you are in charge of that. You get to decide whether you address that or if you continue to let it go down a slippery slope. So the third one, and a lot of people don't recognize this or don't think about it because we live in such a busy society. We live in a go, go, go type mentality where we feel like in order to be impacting or to feel like we're doing something with life, we have to be on the go doing something all of the time. When in reality, that's not the case. And that's why so many issues with health and mentality and stuff come, because we're not taking the necessary time to fill our cups and to focus on us and to do things that we need, that our body needs, that our mind needs. And then it begins to snowball effect, because then we're affected, and then our relationships are affected, and then our daily life is affected. And so I want everybody to just, who's listening, to take a step back and look at your day-to-day schedule. Look at today, for instance, or yesterday, and ask yourself, did I take time for me? Did I take time to work on myself physically or mentally or spiritually? Did I focus on something for me today that would allow my cup to be filled so that when I showed up to the world, I was able to fill other people's cups? And if the answer is no, then that means you don't have time balance. And what I mean by this is you're probably saying yes to too many things, or you're prioritizing too many things over your own physical and mental health. And I get it. There are a lot of things to be done. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a lot. You know, if you work a 9-to-5, it's a lot, and you have a family and all of these things, and you could come up with a million excuses, but excuses are just going to keep you stuck where you are. But if you really address it and say, I could wake up 15 minutes earlier so I have time for myself to do this for me, or I could, instead of watching 7 episodes on Netflix when I get home, I could take 30 minutes to myself to listen to a podcast or to just work on me or have time for myself or get a workout in or whatever that looks like. But there's 24 hours in the day for everybody. So you can't tell me that the people who are making that time for themselves have more time than you do, because it's not true. It's just they prioritize that because they know the benefits of doing that. And when you don't prioritize it, it says a lot about how you think about yourself and what you think your worth is, because you're essentially saying that you are not worthy of this time to work on you. Your body is not worthy to be progressed and taken care of. Your body's not worthy of proper nourishment and to feel good and to be healthy. That's what you're saying. So you're making all of these excuses to cover up the fact that you feel like you aren't worthy of a healthy, balanced lifestyle. And you have to come to the realization and the hard truth that you are worthy. It's just you have to believe that for yourself. Someone can tell you that over and over again, but until you tell yourself that, nothing is going to change. So I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are worthy of a healthy, balanced lifestyle. You are worthy of mental health, physical health, proper nutrition, movement for your body, a long and fulfilled life. You are worthy of that. You just have to start believing that. Because listen, we were given one body and we're called to treat our body like a temple. So if you were to come into a temple or something and there was trash everywhere and it was dirty and it was cluttered and it was breaking apart and it was just not well taken care of, how long would you want to stay? Not long. And are you going to want to visit later? No. And are you going to put a high worth on it? No. But if you come into a temple and it's beautiful and it's clean and it's pristine and it's light, it's lit up and it's just amazing and well put together, you're gonna want to stay longer and you're gonna value that temple at a higher worth. And that's like our body. When we just fill ourselves with garbage and junk food and we don't give it the proper nourishments and we don't give it water and we don't take care of it and we don't have movement, we don't really care about our mental health, there's no wonder why we feel like we're defeated and just depreciating over time. And that's why our health downward spirals, because we don't see ourselves as worthy enough of health, when in reality we are, and we are called to take care of our bodies. So we need to stop making excuses and start taking care of ourselves. So balance is going to be so crucial on your journey. And it's a journey. It's it's your whole life. This is not for 3 months and call it good and I tried and then a year later I'll try again. It's, this is your life and you get to dictate the quality of it and how well you take care of yourself and how well you value yourself and whether you work on yourself, because no one else can do it for you. And if you don't value yourself enough, or if you don't value yourself at all, how do you expect anybody else to? We seek so much approval from everybody and we can't even approve ourselves. Tell me why that makes sense. We seek compliments from everybody else, but we can't even compliment ourselves. We want everybody else to think that we're beautiful, but we can't even see ourselves as beautiful. So I want you to really look back on even this week as a whole. Did you take care of yourself? Did you value yourself? Did you have balance when it came to your life? And if you didn't, I want you to take a step back and say, how can I, starting tomorrow, not even tomorrow, today, because we're not even promised tomorrow, so why would you not start today? How can I start today, value myself, recognizing that I was beautifully and wonderfully made by an amazing creator? And how do I take that and I value that enough to say, I deserve to be healthy, I deserve to have balance, I deserve to progress daily, and I deserve to have a high quality of life because I've only been given one, so why would you waste it? Why would you decrease the value of your life and your mobility and your quality of life because you can't seem to stop eating chips and fast food and junk food that doesn't serve you every single day? Do you recognize that you are allowing food and lack of motivation and not caring about you to depreciate your life? How selfish is that? We need to start viewing our bodies as something that is like a temple that we get to take care of and that we should be amazed by and blessed by and just grateful for, rather than just a dumping ground for all of our cravings and our negative comments. So take a look in the mirror and say, do I have balance or am I settling? I want you guys to have the healthiest lifestyle you possibly can, but it has to begin with you and your mindset and your desire to shift things. It doesn't matter what family you came from or your childhood or where you're living now or how much money you have or society status or whether people think you're beautiful or not. I'm here to tell you that you get to dictate how you take care of yourself, that you get to dictate whether you believe you're beautiful or not, which I highly encourage you to believe you are, because I'm going to tell you, you are. So it all starts with you and your desire to create a balanced, healthy lifestyle. I hope that something out of that motivated you or sparked something within you. And if this podcast benefited you in any way, please share it with friends, because we want as many people to hear as possible to start spreading truth and empowerment and realness, right? So please share. And if you want to spark up a conversation with me, follow me on that Instagram account or the Crew Work page, KREW_WERK. And then we can talk. And I'm more than willing to help you. I'm more than willing to encourage you. I'm more than willing to listen to you. You just let me know what you need, and I would love to have a conversation with you, because we really are in this together, and I'm here to empower you. I hope you guys have the best rest of your day, and let's start changing today. Do not wait until tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.